Once upon a time, I think most stories, most simple, true stories start with once upon a time. So that's where I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a writer who had a gift. And that gift wasn't necessarily words or the crafting of language or the painting of worlds on paper that made people ooh and ah. The gift was her ability to connect to humanity, to see in her mind stories reflecting back what came to her through community and through culture. Through this world, her ability to create new worlds and new people and new things and new experiences that would teach us about ourselves without exactly holding up a mirror of judgment and saying, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong. She had a gift to understand people, to feel emotion, to dive into the dark nights of her soul that others around her would rather ignore and not see and pretend don't exist. But not this girl. Because she sees it all and she feels it all. And from those experiences, she draws upon to create people who only exist on paper and worlds that only live inside of her head. And in her heart is this desire to put it out on paper for others to see and feel and experience. To not necessarily create words, but to create memories. Only this writer exists in a world of people who want to tell her that what she does isn't a real job, and what she does isn't actually valid, and what she does isn't actually celebrated in the world unless she can be a J.K. Rowling or a Stephen King or the next great American novelist. And so while this gift that sat inside her that yearned to be free, to be practiced, to be cultivated, to be crafted, she silenced and struggled holding this gift up to the standards that the world around her tells her are good enough. Because by all accounts and standards, her gift was not a gift, but an other, a thing, a trinket to be cast to the side or hidden in drawers rather than held up and celebrated. And so this writer grew years, maybe sometimes jotting down words and stories, hiding them from the rest of the world, keeping it all silent and hidden inside of her or written in the dark in corners where other people couldn't see. Until the stories and the people inside her head became too loud to keep it a secret any longer. And even as she bled words on paper from her heart, from her mind, from her very soul, still she told herself, this is just for me and people who like it. I can't make it a business. I can't make it a job. I can't make it a career. Because the people outside me in the world are telling me that I can't make money as an artist. And the people inside artistry who are supposed to defend me and celebrate me and hold me and support me are telling me that if I turn my words into profit, that somehow I have sold my soul. I have cast my pearls before swine, and so I sit in this weird place. Of going, I have these words and I want them to be real and I want them to reach the world. I want to put my books, my stories on paper and hand them out to people who will love them. And at the same time, I want to hide them from the people that will love them, because if I give them, then I will be judged for not being enough or for selling my soul. And so I sit in this weird place, in this stupor of being an artist who wants to live as an artist but can't. Because if I choose that path, then I am rejected. By both of the worlds to which I am trying so fiercely to belong. And then one day, this beautiful, gifted writer with stories and worlds and words stumbled into a glitter-filled, pink-celebrated, crazy, fun, amazing group of awesome writers like her. A place where we could talk about our art without excuse or explanation or expectation, a place where we could cultivate our craft without people trying to decide whether it was worthy or not before it even had a chance to live. A place where we could even begin to approach the topic of how to turn our books into businesses. Because if what we really desire is to get our books into the hands of people that love them, then we have to look at the possibility that there is a bridge to be crossed, that build it or write it and they will come is a great line to be had in movies and fields of dreams, but it is not reality to write a book and they will come, because this writer knows that as she's written, very few have just shown up. That even if we put it on Amazon, very few will just show up. This writer, she wants to believe that there is a better way. And the truth, my friends, is that there is a better way. And that is what I see with you and for you as I interact in Creative Central. Yes, this group is all about belonging and support and loving and glitter cannons and out of glitters and glitter sisters and all those things that speak to our soul. But I would be lying if I said that this group was not also about showing you the journey to get your books from your brains to the paper to your readers. And that, my friends, means that we have to talk about business and we have to talk about soul work. Because the loudest voice that is keeping us from where we want to be is the one that is disguised inside of us as our own. The one that comes from all those years of listening to people tell us that our work is not good enough, or that we are not good enough, or that artists don't make a living, or that artists is something you do as a hobby, not something you do as a job, and they lie. Not on purpose, but because we live in a world that has cultivated a belief passed down from generation to generation as insidious whispers that say we cannot write and also be profitable. Now, my friends, this is a long journey and it is not an easy one. It's a balancing of home and writing and career and life. It's a journey of intentional trade-offs, of early mornings and late nights, and lots of tears and cries for hope and for help. But I want you to know that it is also a journey of bright sunrises and dancing in the moonlight and tears of joy as you write something that feels so true to your soul that it cannot help but sing from your room and your quiet corner. That this journey, while hard, is also beautiful and fulfilling. And one of the most worthy, intense, amazing, heart-pounding, soul-filling journeys that you can experience. If writing is in fact your soul song. So I want you to know that as you're traveling your story, like we do in writing, there's all these things that are so interesting because we have our beginnings that most of us are good at and our ends that are most of us are good at and these middles of like traveling through and like turning back and forward and back and succeeding and failing. And that is all part of the journey that you're on right now. That as you stepped into Creative Central, that was your catalyst moment. That was the moment where you got to decide, do I stay the same, a writer in the dark, or do I step forward into the light and into the glitter and into the journey that says that I can do this? And you chose in. You came here, you stepped forward. And when you did, I saw you. And I saw your greatness. I saw your creativity. I saw your potential. I see it now. The artists lying within, the ones ready to be set free, the ones already on their path making it happen. You all are at a various different stage along this journey. And you're going to have your forwards and your backwards and your ups and your downs and your mountaintops and your valleys, your beautiful horizons and your dark nights of the soul. And we cannot remove those two things because that is the human experience. And that is why we write. But I can tell you how this story is going to end. I can tell you that through all of this experience, the ups and the downs and the forwards and the backwards, I can tell you that you will face your hardest foe, which is that doubt that sits inside yourself and that fear that someone will judge your work. And in judging your work, will judge you, and you will defeat that foe. You will defeat that false voice that isn't yours, because the voice inside you, the real voice of your soul, is calling desperately to make it happen, to step forward, to finish your work, to publish your book, to get it out there in the hands of your readers in whatever way is legal, moral, and ethical, that they might enjoy the stories that were designed by you for them to change their world. And that is the villain you face. It's the belief and the mindset that you can't, or you shouldn't, or you are not good enough. And do not underestimate this voice, because we might just be able to say it's just a voice. But the truth is, it's powerful. If it wasn't, you would be published. If it wasn't, you would be profitable. If it wasn't, you would have your readership and the life that you desire. But as great as that foe will be, as great and as powerful as that villain feels, that is the power you have to overcome. That is the greatness that is accessible to you, that is designed for you. Because on the other side of defeating that is a life that fills you. Not my way, your way. It's the life exactly as you've designed it to be. Are the readers who want to line up for your books are the glitter sisters who want to support you on the way. On the other side of that villain is the travel and the income and the support and the happily ever after and the happily epic after. And I know, because I'm writing that right now in my own story. I can see your greatness. Oh, I can see your brilliance. I can see the way that you shine and the way that you can impact the world, the way that you're already impacting the world by showing up as you every single day. I see it. And it is glorious. It is glorious to behold. I can't write your specific happily epic after. I'm not that magical. I am not that powerful. And I'm not designed to be. But what I hope to do for you in Creative Central Fictionpreneurs is to hold up the light and show you a path to the life that you desire. And that, my friends, is why I altered at this time our name to Creative Central Fictionpreneurs. Because I wanted you to see yourself as more than a hobbyist, as more than quote unquote just a writer. I wanted to start building the bridge that would get us from the books and the stories that we want to share to the people who want to read them. It's one tiny degree in a shift. Think about it on a compass. Just 1 degree. We've just shifted 1 degree. One tiny little degree right now. But I tell you, it will make all the difference in your destination down the road. I love your story. I believe in your story. And I believe in you and your ability to bring that story to fruition. You are loved. You are seen. And whatever life you want to create, big, small, out there for the whole world, or just for your tiny little piece of the globe, I want you to know it's valid. It's good enough. And for those who want to choose into making it happen, I'm here ready to hold space for you on that journey. I love you. I love you. I love you. May you always seek for your happy ending and destroy the villain that would seek to hold you back. You are worth all of your dreams and more. I love you.